This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. The dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours each day, Monday through Friday, from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John engineers the broadcast for us. And if you'd like to call, you may. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen as you travel, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. With us this hour, Werner Bock, and we're going to be talking about moving from, one country to another, because a lot of us are just fed up with what's happening here. It's disgusting in our political morass. Welcome, Werner Bock.
You listen to us.
Werner, we're frustrated. We hate it. Werner, here's the problem. I was in the shower this morning, and that's one of the times I get a chance to think semi-clearly. And I was thinking about slavery, you know, and how we had slaves here in the United States to help build the country. And now we still have slavery. And what's happening is there's this contest, this presidential selection. And we have the establishment, you know, the masters, that would be Hillary Clinton and thugs. And then we have another guy who is not part of the establishment, and that would be Donald Trump. So people who are slaves maybe they haven't figured out that they're slaves, economic slaves, but they've had it, and they really want something different. They want someone to represent their thoughts, opinions, ideas, and they want this oppression to go away. They want the oppressive taxes to go away. The rules, restraints, they want them to go away as well. And so there are people who are looking forward to Donald Trump being selected by the Electoral College to be the president of the United States of America Corporation. And then there are those who want the continuation of the existing regime, Hillary Clinton. And because of it, so many people are just saying they're fed up, they've had it. And I'm hearing things like people are saying they're expecting the second revolution right here if Hillary wins. They are that frustrated. Now, we're not calling for that, but I'm telling you that's what people are saying. And so if that doesn't happen, then the next thing that people can do is just leave and go to another continent or another country. And I can tell you a number of our instructors have talked about just leaving, because this is such a big problem. We can't seem to have much impact on it, because the media is in with the masters, and the media is corrupt. So, you've moved, Werner. You've moved across the ocean. You've given up living in your homeland, Germany, to come to North America. And can you share with us for the next hour what was What was going through your mind before you left? If, you know, and then, of course, if you had it to do all over again, would you have done it? And then what about the fears, the concerns? What about leaving the loved ones behind? What about how much could you carry with you? Was it in a paper bag? Was it in a one of those shipping trunks, or, you know, was it in a container? What was that like? I mean, how much did you bring with you? And how much did you have to learn? And how much did you have to adapt? And how much did you have to bite your tongue and not say certain things that you wanted to say that just bothered you, and you had to not say them for your own safety? So let's talk about that. Werner, what was it like? What was it like thinking about, you know, before you moved, going through the process, investigating where you wanted to move to?
Well, about a year earlier, I came for 14 days, for a couple of weeks here, to the area in Canada where I intended to settle down, and I had to look at different farms that were for sale, and then I talked to many of the farmers and to get a rough picture of what I could expect when I came over here. And the preparation for, well, all I brought over with me that was important was I brought over some tools, I brought over some clothing and so, and basically it amounted to a few suitcases and a big cardboard box about 2 feet by 3 feet by 4 feet. That was all.
Wow. So not much in terms of personal possessions that you brought with you.
I brought a certain amount of capital with me, you know, startup capital.
Yes.
You know?
Money.
And this is what I found out too late, that the area where I moved to here, New Brunswick and here in the Maritime Provinces, that there was a certain number of the business community that just were preying on newcomers that were bringing money into the region, because they had sucked basically most of the people dry here, and they couldn't find any more people who fell for their schemes. You know, so people just had hunkered down and tried to do as little as possible, you know, to get by, so as not to feed the predator within their own community and within their own region, you know.
Werner,
a certain amount of the business community and
Werner,
government.
Okay, the same thing happens in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and that's considered the South. And so if a northerner moves to Virginia, there's this kind of an expression that's really not said, but here's what it is. It's welcome to the South. We'll be glad to take your money. And that's what they mean. And back in the 1990s, I can tell you for certain that small businesses, you know, mom and pop shops, the good old boy network, the blue bloods of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the people whose family members stole the land from the Indians, those people, you know, the well-known names in the Commonwealth of Virginia, in the rural South. They would have businesses, and they would have a two-tiered pricing structure. And what they would do is, if one of their family or friends or neighbors who were Southerners wanted to buy lumber, for example, at the local lumber yard, they would have a different price from the Yankees. And the Yankees would be charged a higher price until the Yankees figured it out, and then the Yankees stopped buying from the good old boys. And I think that's what you're talking about, right? Isn't that what you determined as well?
Well, there are certain family clans. They think they have priority above everybody else, and when they wanted what you got, You know, you just had to back off and give it to them.
Oh,
but this has been so. This has been so institutionalized, and it's been supported by all branches of government, and people are scared to stick their neck out. And what comes now over the last couple of decades more and more into play is global planning, you know, the big players.
Mm-hmm.
They don't... We came here because we had, we hoped, you know, most of us, we hoped that we would be independent, you know, farmers, as long as we could manage the things. But then, too late, many found out that there was some real dirty play going on. And it was basically, what I experienced, it was basically useless to ask for help and for protection from the government agencies that are supposed to protect you from those predators within the region.
Mm-hmm.
And but I first encountered the trouble there. People were hinting to me there was a rogue group of, he said, oh, Junior Chamber of Commerce. That's what I noticed there in the mid-70s, young fellas. A year earlier, they didn't have 2 cents to rub together, and within a year, they wanted to buy out half of the neighborhood. And when you did move out of the way, by hook and by crook, they succeeded in many instances. And as I say, it was no use trying to, when crimes had been committed in order to outskew, it was no use going to the law enforcement and to any kind of a government agencies. But then over the years, more and more the picture started forming that those local hoodlums, they were basically a part of a global plan to get, you know, small enterprises, small farmers, small businessmen, get them out of the picture. And the predators, at first they eat the little ones, and then when they got no more people they can prey on, they prey on each other. And too many people they were in the community, they are participating in it, and they don't realize once they have done their duty, you know, then they get thrown underneath the wheels.
So when you decide to leave, what year was that when you left Germany to come to North America?
It was in 1969. In spring 1969, I landed here in St. John.
Mm-hmm.
St. John, New Brunswick.
Okay, let's talk some more about the trials, the tribulations, some of the good things that happened, and let's talk about some of the bad things that happened that were challenges for you. Maybe that set you back a little bit or let you advance. Let's talk about those things when we come back. Werner Bock,
okay.
New Brunswick, Canada. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I was reading a news article last night, and this one gun dealer was saying that he's having a pre-election gun sale. Pre-election gun sale. And he's saying that if Hillary is selected as CEO, gun prices are most certainly going to increase very, very quickly. And you may see some supplies dwindle very quickly. So I thought that was interesting, a pre-election gun sale. You might want to find some wisdom in those words, that if you don't have protection for you and your family, you might want to consider getting it post-haste. And there's a gun show, an RK gun show, October 22nd and 23rd, 2016, October 22nd and 23rd, Kansas City, Missouri, at the KCI Expo Center. And I've been there several times, and I've spoken there, so it's a really nice venue. That's October 22 and 23, rkshows.com. Werner, so what about setbacks? Did you have any setbacks, you know, when you landed? How did you get here? What was your method of transportation?
Well, I took a boat, small tramp freighter from Hamburg to St. John, New Brunswick, because I found out when I traveled on an aircraft, on a commercial airliner, there was only a limited amount of baggage I could take with, and with that come by ship, I could carry more baggage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So were there any setbacks? You know, once you came ashore, was it all smooth sailing? Did everything go your way, or did you have some setbacks?
Well, I had intended to buy two small adjoining farms, but I didn't have all the financial means to pay the purchase price. I had to depend on getting a loan by the provincial government, which was initially promised. But then after I was here for about a couple of weeks, I got a notice from the provincial capital, from the Department of Agriculture, that those two small farms were not considered to be a viable unit. And they couldn't give me a mortgage on it, you know, a farm loan. So I was basically being caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. I had broken up the tents over there, and I intended to keep on farming as soon as I came here, and I was left in limbo. But then about a couple of weeks later, I got approached by the Farm Credit Corporation. It's a federal lending agency, and they offered me the farm where I've been now for over 46 years, and to quite favorable terms, you know. And so I took the deal, you know. But little did I know that this farm had been eyed already by some local families, you know. They figured they wanted to wait, you know, and that nobody would buy the farm. And so they could have a stab at it and get this farm. Mm-hmm. And I basically threw a monkey wrench into their plans. And ever since, my problems haven't stopped here. And they have been very severe. And but I did not want to give up. You know, I didn't want to be a failure. And I saw that this farm had potential. But the people that had eyed this farm, they were looking especially at the potential about selling building lots along the road, because this farm is about 3.5 miles of road frontage, just within 25 miles of the next bigger city, Moncton. It's roughly about a little bit over 100,000 people. And a lot of people, they want to work in the city. You know, they wanted to work in the city and make a pretty good earning.
So let me see if I've got this right. Werner, you're telling me that that farm with 3.5 miles of road frontage that was going to be a development, you kind of wrecked those plans because you're continuing to use it as a farm rather than destroy that farmland and plant houses on it, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Back now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle in Montana is joining us. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince and Werner.
Hey, good morning.
I had a quick question for Werner. Werner, when you moved to this country, or you moved to North America like that, do you think your language impediment, or not impediment, but your different, your obviously strong accent had a lot to do with it, because people just not wanting to help you? I noticed when my dad and we moved from the South up here to Montana way back in the early 70s, and I was just, I noticed that, or my dad would talk about it too, you know, you had a southern accent, and people up here, you know, at the time didn't really want nothing to do with you. You know, they had their country, and so to speak, and they didn't really want southerners coming up here because they didn't really know, you know, much about you, didn't trust you. And I thought about moving to another country for a long time, but I thought to myself, you know, what would it be like if you're learning the language and all of the major barriers? Because the corruption, I would imagine, in Germany would be just as bad. I know I've heard the lady from Australia, she talks about the corruption, and I've heard from friends of mine that live in Mexico that the corruption is unbelievable down there at the police and, you know, the politics and things like that. I'm thinking to try to go to another country where you'd have to learn the language and then learn the corruption, how that plays out, would be way more difficult than living with the devil you've got, so to speak.
Well, basically, one big learning experience is you have to catch up on the local power structure, you know, and what people in the community you can trust and what people you have to be very careful. And it's basically it's a lifelong learning experience. But when I came here, down-to-earth people, ordinary people, they treated me very well. You know, and I gave them to understand that I was of good will, and it was being appreciated by the ordinary people, you know. But then you have this kind of people because they think they run the community for generations, and here in Canada, especially in Eastern Canada, because they were of British heritage. Some of those people, they have a kind of a chip on their shoulder. And I was being told, oh, your father, you should be able to come here and buy a farm. You should be working for us. And I answered, what do you think? Do you think I came here, bought most of my working capital with me, and what I didn't have, I had to take on a mortgage in order, I was independent, I was self-employed as a farmer over in the old country, and I come here in order to work for you. You know, this is that hang-up of the old colonial powers, you know, and those families. They think everybody has to count out to them.
Yeah, I would think that would be very, very hard to deal with, and I can only imagine. I mean, I imagine that you spoke English when you moved here. Is that correct?
Yeah, I had for 4 years in grade school, I had English, and then I went 2 years to business college, and I basically improved my English language. But then I hadn't spoken it for about 9 years. But it gave me, still when I came here, it gave me a good basis where to start.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, Vince, I was just curious about those things because when I looked into, like, you know, moving to lower Mexico or something, because I have a friend that lives down there, when I looked into that, or even South America, those kind of things, you know, there might be a small community of English-speaking people, so to speak, but you're in the extreme minority, and if things blow up, you know, I think those countries are going to, I mean, they will have some advantages in the fact that they're more agricultural based, but a person would have an extreme disadvantage down there being the minority where, you know, basically you have no way to protect yourself, and the police are, the corruption down there makes the stuff we're dealing with look like a birthday party.
Yeah, I talked with our son, probably a year ago, maybe more, and he said, Dad, when things get bad, the police are going to be independent contractors. They're going to go into business for themselves. And that's what you're talking about in Mexico. You've got to bribe your way through the political system and through the government employees. So it's going to be very difficult. And Kyle, you talked about the accent. I didn't realize I had an accent. I really didn't. I thought, you know, mine was pretty neutral. Well, when I lived in Virginia, they said I had a really, really strong accent. And I didn't realize that. And it was to my disadvantage because they were absolutely certain, as soon as they heard a few words from me, that I wasn't, I wasn't native. I wasn't part of the heritage that stole the land from the Indians. I didn't do that. So I was not as, my money was welcome, but I don't think I was as welcome. And, because I had some skills that the Southerners in the area did not have, meaning computer skills, they kind of had to put up with me. But you know, blood is thicker than water. It really is. And if they're going to throw anybody overboard, I would be the first one to be thrown overboard because I wasn't related. And it's absolutely true. So that's why Werner and I are talking about this, because to leave the country and go to a foreign land. It is a foreign land, and you're a foreigner when you do that. And probably from their perspective, they'd rather not have a foreigner come in. They'd rather have people like them stay there.
For sure.
Rather than have...
You know, and
because
that crazy,
right.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, you know, you think about these big cities. What happens when those big cities develop? You will find Chinatown. You will find an Arab part of the town. You will find a Mexican part of the town. You will find
sure.
a black part of the town. Because people do, they congregate with people of their own race. It's just a matter of I think personally it's part of a base survival instinct.
Well, people generally like people like them. So,
yeah.
And that's exactly what you're saying. But, you know, there are a few of us who, I don't know, don't seem to see these differences. I have friends of all colors, and I have friends
sure.
of all faiths. And I don't look at them as being defective. I look at them as individuals. I have a friend who's Jewish, and we have a lot of the same values. And when he comes here and he says grace, the only thing that's different about his grace from our grace is the word Jesus. Jesus isn't in his. You know, pretty much everything else we agree on. And so I like people with the same values, the same morals, the same code of conduct. That's what's important to me. I guess Martin Luther King talked about that, the content of one's character.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I've got friends even up here that are black and Catholic, and we don't agree on some things, but, you know, overall, we agree. But I have one more thing I wanted to tell you,
sure.
Vince. I love your show. And I'm hoping and praying that you never stop, because it's the thing that gets everything moving in the morning for me. I never miss it, except when I'm just absolutely buried in stuff that I got to get done. And I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate your show extremely.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Kyle. I thank you for your comments. And I've been thinking about, am I going to continue? And I'm very serious about this. I've had this discussion with a number of our instructors. Phone rings off the hook here. And unfortunately, I can't take all of the calls. But I don't know if I can continue this. I don't know. I really don't know. And I don't, well, I'll just say it. I wasn't planning on discussing this. But there are so many things that I need to do here at the farm that I can't seem to get done. And I've mentioned that everything is harder. Everything takes longer. Everything is more complicated. And Is it me? Maybe. Maybe it's partially me. Maybe it just takes me longer to move things from one place to another. Maybe it takes me longer to figure things out that maybe when I was a little younger I could figure out faster. But maybe it's not that. Maybe it's just life is just so darn complicated that I can't do it all. And so what do I do? And, you know, I was chatting with Mrs. Finella and chatting with our children that, you know, maybe I just can't do this much more. Because if I had those hours in the morning before the broadcast, you know, preparing for the broadcast, I could do farming. If I had the hours of the broadcast, I could do the farming. And if I had the hours, from not being on the telephone, I could do more farming. And so I don't know. I don't know about the future of this broadcast. Maybe one thing to do, and I've talked to Joey about this, is and some other instructors about having some of us fill in, you know, and so somebody take my place for, you know, a week or so here and there, and or a couple days. But I really don't know. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I really do. But I don't know if I can continue it much longer. I really don't know. So, sorry to put that damper on.
No, I understand that. You know, I really understand it. My wife and I have talked about it before, and we don't know how you can continue running the farm and doing this too. But I just wanted to say, for as long as you sit on, I'm grateful to have known you.
Kyle, thank you. Thank you so much for those kind words. And Thank you. Thank you. I'm quite touched. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Werner Box with us, and we're talking about moving and some of the thoughts that go into moving and the perils. And obviously, language is a barrier, and accent is a barrier. I've experienced it even in right here in the Ozark Mountains. I've been here going on 11 years, and I'm still a foreigner. My entire family, we're all foreigners, and the people here are absolutely 100% positively convinced that I'm in the mob, that I'm a gangster, and what I do is I kill people for a living. They're convinced of that. And no use in trying to change their minds. As a matter of fact, they leave me alone. That's kind of nice. Werner, back to you.
Vincent, the previous caller, you know, I want to agree with him. You know, you put yourself out on the line in organizing your show, you know, at USA Prepares, and we all appreciate that very much.
Well, I appreciate our instructors, Werner. I am the most fortunate guy on the planet. I really am. I have telephone numbers of some of the brightest people on the planet. You know, you and Rick and Norm Sheely and Joey and Ed, and I mean the list goes on and on and on. Joel Wallach. I mean the list goes on and on. I'm John Statmiller. I'm so fortunate. Ted Anderson. I'm really lucky. Well, fortunate, I should say.
Vincent,
and I really appreciate it. Yes.
Thank you. In regard to moving to another country, to another region, it's especially complicated when you are a farmer. You have to deal with so many different factors. There are different soil conditions, different economic conditions, different social conditions, you know, and different weather conditions. And you have to try to work your way through and work with the things you cannot change and adapt to, and still trying to make a living. And when you think you got your farm together and you got your production going, you know, that provides you with an income, that's when the international and the manipulation, the market manipulation by the predators, they throw you another monkey wrench in, you know. And when the farmers are being exposed to so many different, so many difficulties, is it there surprising that in quite a few areas here in North America, there are not enough farmers anymore left to produce the food? But this is exactly right. The plan what the big dealers in the ivory towers, what they have for the world. They want to get their foot in the door everywhere. And when the food is being produced halfway around the world, the more money they can make. In one region, they create shortages, and in another region of the planet, they create surpluses. So they buy up the surpluses basically for pennies on a dollar, you know, and people, they should remember what happened in the dirty 30s. I remember here in Canada, they were saying when the farmers had shipped their year's crop of grain, 4 weeks later, they got a bill from the railroad that they still owed them money. That the grain speculators in Chicago, you know, at the grain exchange and so on, they had dropped the price so much that what the farmers were getting for their grain didn't even pay the freight to the marketplace.
And Werner, that has happened to us right now that's happening to us.
Yeah, and
beef is like $1.20 a pound. $1.20 a pound for 400-weight cows. And I decided
this is exactly,
I'm not selling them.
And even worse, what we had experienced there a few years ago here in New Brunswick and here on the East Coast. You were lucky when you were getting $1.20. You were only getting 75 cents, 80 cents for the 500-pound feeder.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. 400 to 500 pound calves, the most expensive calves, $1.20 a pound. So we're not selling them. We're not selling them. And maybe the price will get to the point where we can afford to sell them, or we'll just sell them privately. But we're not selling them into the market. We're not going to feed the beast. We're not going to do it. Werner Bock, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate your friendship, your candor, your honesty, your intellect.
Likewise.
Thank you for being one of us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.